You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayan Vasta Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, why are the benefits of nutrition ignored in the fight against cancer?
If you have a nutritional intervention, now this could mean that the next drug that somebody spent $1 billion developing may not be used because now you have a better, cheaper solution.
But first, why you may want to consider genetic counseling.
Genetic counselors are there to help bridge the gap, to be able to help come alongside families and help them feel like they're not alone in navigating this diagnosis.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Being diagnosed with a genetic disease is shocking for a lot of people. Fortunately, there are red flags that can calculate your risk years before any diagnosis is made. Kevin Sweet is a licensed certified genetic counselor and professor at The Ohio State University. When patients come to him to assess their risk factors, he sifts through their personal and family medical records, looking for certain patterns. Take, for example, hereditary cancers.
Some of the red flags for hereditary cancer in a personal or family history might be young age of diagnosis. So most individuals diagnosed with, say, breast cancer are in their 60s and 70s. But if an individual is diagnosed under age 45, that sends up a red flag. Or if there's multiple generations of individuals affected.
After diving through the medical history, Sweet uses all the data to build a risk assessment for the patient. If they seem to have a high probability of developing a specific condition, Sweet will then offer genetic testing. This process looks for mutations or variants within DNA to either make a diagnosis or clarify their specific risk factors. As a genetic counselor, Sweet helps patients navigate through all of this new information.
Meaning, well, if you are at increased risk, what does that mean? What steps might one be able to take? What are you doing currently for your screening and prevention? And then also in a larger scheme, how might this apply to other family members? So genetic counseling is kind of in the area of cancer, which I do, a little more focused on risk assessment and actions and even prevention and treatment. Genetic counseling in other areas, like, for example, there's genetic counselors that do prenatal. Well, you know, that's a different type of more acute crisis counseling.
The National Society of Genetic Counselors reports that there's around 5,000 licensed genetic counselors in the U.S. Colleen Jodarski is a prenatal genetic counselor at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. In 2023, she published an article in the Journal of Community Genetics that discusses how genetic counselors should tailor their approach based on the specific disease. For example, XYY syndrome.
XYY is a sex chromosome aneuploidy. And so we all have chromosomes, which are what package our genetic information. And normally we have 46 total, so 23 pairs. And the sex chromosomes are what determine biological sex. And so individuals who have inherited an extra Y chromosome from their dad.
The symptoms of XYY are primarily cognitive. Many boys experience language and motor delays, as well as behavioral challenges such as ADHD or autism.
There are some physical characteristics like tall stature. Sometimes their eyes are a little bit closer together, but primarily the presentation affects more of the brain development and manifests that way as opposed to physical symptoms.
But the condition is only found in males. About 1 in 1,000 boys have it, but Jodarski says that number is most likely a much lower estimate than reality.
It's probably more prevalent because we're realizing now that there's a greater spectrum and we're screening for it more routinely in pregnancy as well. So people are finding out, whereas in the past, they would only find out if there was a presenting issue and that led them to seek care.
While genetic counseling has been around for decades, the field is just now starting to explode. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says it's projected to grow 18% in the next 8 years, which is much faster than the average occupational rate. Sweet hopes that genetic counseling becomes a common practice for everyone, especially those who have questions about their health risks.
You know, maybe there's something in the family, whether it be cancer, heart disease, or Parkinson's disease, or diabetes. You know, and just not only learning more about your risk, but again, maybe action steps you can take. So in some ways, almost any individual might benefit, but definitely folks that, you know, again, there might be some red flags.
Sweet says that combing through family history is usually a great first step. But what about people who are adopted or don't have access to that information? In this case, Sweet goes straight to genetic testing.
The testing has gotten to the point that even if we didn't know the family history, it could be helpful. So we know that there are certain genes that cause increased risk for hereditary breast cancer. There's about a dozen of them. You know, there's a good handful of genes that cause hereditary risk for colon cancer and uterine and ovarian and so on. So nowadays, we can take a blood sample or a saliva sample, and we can look at each of these genes in what we call a panel test. So we could do a quick, thorough search for hereditary risk factors for, say, cancer, even without a family history, if an individual has concerns about their risk.
Unfortunately, we don't yet have one test that can assess a person's risk for everything from cancer to cystic fibrosis. Sweet hopes that we'll be able to look at these various genetic data points in the future, but the current tests are much more specialized.
We don't have one catch-all test, but at some point in the future, this testing will become more widespread. It will become more commonplace. And it will be able to help individuals, again, not just for a lot of these common diseases like cancer and heart disease, but also rare diseases, and even potential genetic determinants for reactions to medications. You know, how you might respond to a certain cholesterol medication or a blood pressure medicine could be determinant of your genetic makeup. And those types of tests will become available, I highly suspect, within the next 5, 8, 10 years.
For now, Sweet recommends talking with your primary physician to see if you're a good candidate for genetic counseling, especially if you're pregnant. Jodarski says expecting mothers should consider having a non-invasive prenatal screening.
It's a blood test that's able to look at fragments of placental DNA that are circulating in mom's bloodstream and is able to evaluate for those different conditions based on those DNA fragments.
The prenatal test identifies the baby's risk for certain diseases. If the child does have a high risk, then doctors will conduct diagnostic testing that will see whether they have the condition. But what's the advantage of doing genetic counseling during pregnancy instead of waiting until the baby is born?
The benefits of finding out prenatally are they allow parents to better prepare. So having information ahead of time, they're able to make decisions about early intervention, which is associated with improved outcomes in children that have XYY and other conditions as well. It's helpful to have the information up front. And that's what we've heard too, or at least what I've read too in the literature, when parents of children with sex chromosome aneuploidies have been interviewed about their experience. Wanting to have that information up front is helpful in planning and seeking out those opportunities for their children.
Every state offers early intervention programs that are publicly funded. Many of these services are free for eligible children. Jodarski says these courses can be especially beneficial for kids with XYY to help them with early language and motor skill delays.
Once you're in the school age, it's individualized education programs, so having an IEP, being able to get assistance with learning.
Genetic counselors are there through this whole process to continually bridge the gap between the diagnosis and the intervention strategies.
And so the goal ultimately is to refer people to like a pediatric genetic specialist or genetic counselor just to be able to help, you know, come alongside families and help them feel like they're not alone in navigating this diagnosis. Because that was something I came across both in the literature and anecdotally when speaking with families about their experience.
Before Jodarski's recent review on XYY syndrome and genetic counselors, the last paper of its kind was published in 2002.
And so a lot has changed since then, and as far as our understanding, and the biggest thing being the variability of the XYY phenotype. So realizing that there's a much broader spectrum than what we've seen historically in the literature too, because typically what gets published right away is the most severe cases, because that's what's coming to people's attention.
But Jodarski wanted to provide a complete look at the condition. She hopes this review gives healthcare providers a better understanding of XYY syndrome and provides a roadmap of how to approach the patients and families dealing with this condition.
There is greater uncertainty given that we're realizing the variability of this phenotype, but helping families by providing anticipatory guidance and things to look out for when counseling primarily motivated this.
The more we learn about genetic causes of disease and actions we can take to potentially help lower risk, I kind of look at that as potential benefit for, you know, society in general.
Sweet says that as the field grows, genetic counseling is becoming more accessible, especially now that the cost of testing is going down.
Some of the breast cancer genes were patented. So it used to be $3,000, $4,000 to look at two breast cancer genes. Well, now for $250, with or without insurance, we can look at the whole range of hereditary cancer genes in one panel test. So it's become more cost effective in cancer genetics, and we can do more with it.
In fact, you can take the very first steps in the comforts of your own home. Sweet is the director of the Family Risk Health Calculator, which is an online tool developed by The Ohio State University. It's a free website that assesses a person's risk for cancer and coronary heart disease.
So if you have a concern or have interest about, well, is my family history of cancer or heart disease something I should be concerned about? Should I consider having genetic counseling and testing at whatever age? If you're a teenager or in your 20s or in your 60s, you know, you can go to this free website, put in your personal or family history. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer or if you have a family history of cancer or heart disease, and we've developed risk assessment algorithms that are in the background and they assess risk and then they compute what your risk is. Are you at elevated risk? Is there something there, some red flags for those two diseases that maybe, you know, you would benefit from genetic counseling and testing? So really at any given age, you could learn more about your risk by using some of these family history tools.
You can find more information about Kevin Sweet, Colleen Jodarski, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. This segment originally aired March 2023. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, how to weaponize nutrition in the fight against cancer when Radio Health Journal returns.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Fasting is an ancient tradition that's been used in many different societies and religions. In recent years, it's been ingrained into diet culture through different forms like time-restricted eating and alternate day fasting. Intermittent fasting has been shown to improve memory and heart health, as well as reduce the risk of obesity. And while most people think of fasting as a water-only diet, Dr. Walter Longo says there are nutritional programs that can mimic the effects of fasting without completely cutting out food.
There are ingredients like sugars and proteins, for example, that give the signal to the human body that you're eating, and so you have to stop the fasting response. There are foods like fats, especially certain type of fats, that don't give this signal, right? So then the body responds to, let's say, a high fat diet, low calorie, high fat, low sugar, low protein. It responds to that as if it would be water-only fasting, right? So you get an equivalent response. It may take a little, maybe a day longer of a fasting-mimicking diet compared to a water-only fasting to get the same effects.
Longo is a professor of gerontology and biological sciences at the University of Southern California. He says the effects of fasting are much more impressive than simply weight loss. In fact, Longo reveals how it's revolutionizing cancer treatment in his new book, Fasting Cancer: How Fasting and Nutra Technology Are Creating a Revolution in Cancer Prevention and Treatment. Cancer is extremely hard to treat because one tumor is made up of many different cells that may all react differently to a certain drug. However, the one common factor is that they all need nutrients to grow and thrive. So when cancer patients begin a fasting-mimicking diet, or FMD, it confuses the cancer without harming the healthy cells.
All the normal cells, in a very coordinated way, know exactly what to do as you're starting to fast, as you continue your fast. The cancer cells don't know what to do because they've never seen that before. And they try, and they've evolved with excess food, right? So cancer cells have obviously seen a lot of sugar, a lot of proteins, a lot of amino acids, a lot of everything, right? So now all of a sudden, they don't see that anymore. They don't sense that anymore. And so they become desperate and they start rewiring.
Cancer is very good at adapting, so once that initial confusion wears off, it'll begin to steal nutrients from healthy cells. However, when the fasting-mimicking diet is used in combination with a cancer treatment like chemo or immunotherapy, it catches the cancer in a weakened state before it's able to adapt.
You have to time it for that reason, so you have to make it go long enough, but you also have to time it because you don't want, for example, the refeeding moment to be associated with a lot of drugs, especially chemotherapy, in the blood of the patient, right? Why is that? Well, as you shrink, as fasting occurs and the body shrinks and goes into a protective mode. But then when it refeeds, it starts rapidly proliferating. A lot of cells start rapid proliferation and to get back to the pre-fasting status, right? So in this rapid proliferation, you don't want the chemotherapy to be at high level, right? So this is why we always tell patients don't improvise, because it's more complicated than you think.
In fact, consuming food right after chemotherapy could do more damage. So the timing of the fasting window is important, and the requirements change for different drugs, which is why it's so important for the oncologist to be overseeing every step of this practice.
Somebody's getting hormone therapy. This is not what I just said. It's not really a problem. And the timing is not that important because this is given continuously. So most patients that we follow and they are receiving hormone therapy, they will just do 5 days of a fasting-mimicking diet once a month. And as long as it's once a month, it doesn't really matter how it's timed with the drugs. Whereas, you know, with chemotherapy or radiotherapy, that's very important.
We have decades of research on fasting and fasting-mimicking diets that show it can be a really effective addition to a cancer patient's treatment plan.
For triple negative breast cancer, there are enough studies where they're already showing overall survival. And so patients that combined chemotherapy with fasting-mimicking diet, the overall survival was nearly doubled, right? And so, I mean, these are small studies, but many studies have been done, all indicating for metastatic triple negative breast cancer treatment that the trial suggests an improvement in survival in the FMD plus chemotherapy versus chemotherapy alone.
Still, Longo notes that a fasting-mimicking diet isn't for everyone. It's up to the patient's oncologist to decide if this intervention is safe and the right choice for their treatment plan. Since this nutrition plan drastically limits a person's caloric intake, some people may not be a great candidate if they're already underweight or have kidney or liver damage.
If somebody, let's say, had severe liver damage, they might not be able to sustain the fasting plus, let's say, the chemo or some other drug, right? So yeah, it may be killing a lot of cancer cells, but it's hurting the patient.
However, the reward could still outweigh the risk, depending on the severity of organ damage. Longo says the oncologist can put a patient on FMD for a day while closely monitoring their liver or kidney response to see if it's a sustainable option. In addition to the positive results seen with highly aggressive and advanced stage breast cancer, this treatment method has been shown to cause regression in lymphoma and colorectal cancers in animal studies. Based on current research, FMD also helps make therapies like chemo more effective while reducing its toxicity to patients.
Not just chemotherapy. Now we have data, for example, making immunotherapy less toxic. making kinase inhibitors, let's talk. For example, kinase inhibitor cause hyperglycemia, and the fasting mimicking diet brings down the hyperglycemia. So yeah, that's been tested for. Now, blood data is positive, very little data is negative. So that's good news, clinical data, I mean. And then I think one thing that we heard from almost every patient, let's say the great majority of patients, is the empowerment.
Oftentimes, a cancer diagnosis can feel like a massive loss of control for the patient. Even though the disease is attacking from the inside out, the most they can do is listen to the doctor's advice. Longo says many of the people he's worked with feel like this diet allows them to be an active participant in the fight against their cancer. Despite the positive research, FMD isn't yet part of standard care. But it's not for a lack of trying. A few years ago, Longo worked with 11 top hospitals on a $20 million grant proposal. They wanted to do a formal trial of hormone therapy plus FMD with 500 patients. Unfortunately, their proposal was denied both times they applied. He believes the lack of progress could be due to an inherent favoritism of drugs in the medical field.
We've been funded very well by the NIH for animal studies. But I think when you get to clinical studies, there is a lot of resistance, right? Because, you know, the clinicians dismiss it and often, and they don't see how this could be comparable to the drugs.
Even though the current research shows it actually enhances the effect of the drugs. Longo says that many physicians are trained to think of drugs as the first line of defense. So accepting that nutrition can be just as effective in some cases is proving to be a big obstacle.
There's few exceptions. There are some universities now that are having nutrition and lifestyle much more at the center of the medical education. The great majority of medical schools don't have that. And then, yeah, I mean, this is one of the biggest businesses in the world, right? And so if you have a nutritional intervention, now this could mean that the next drug that somebody spent $1 billion developing may not be used because now you have a better, cheaper solution.
That's not to say that he believes this research is being actively shut down, just that there's an ingrained ideology in the medical field that needs to be changed before nutrition will be taken seriously. Thankfully, smaller trials are being conducted all over the world, and if the results continue to be positive, the body of research will continue to grow until it becomes undeniable, a win for oncologists and patients alike. Longo founded a nonprofit called Create Cures Foundation, which can be a great resource for anyone interested in a fasting mimicking diet. It provides information on nutrition plans for various conditions like cancer, autoimmune diseases, and heart disease. You can find more information about Dr. Walter Longo and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
On your period, sudden gushes happen without warning. But now you can say goodbye to stand-up gush fears. Thanks to Always Ultra Thins with Rapid Dry technology. It absorbs gushes 2 times faster than the leading store brand and gives you up to 100% leak-free protection. Hello, clean and comfortable. With Always, fear no gush.
Medical notes this week. Your monthly haircut may be more dangerous than you think. New research in the Journal of Environmental Exposure Assessment reveals that hairstylists are exposed to various harmful chemicals. Black and Hispanic hairdressers are at a higher risk due to hair relaxers, dyes, and other products. These volatile chemicals can affect fertility and brain development. The researchers are calling for manufacturing companies to create safer products that won't harm the health of consumers. Is one gender chattier than the other? Scientists are saying it depends. New research in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology reveals that women tend to talk more, but not at every age. In early and middle adulthood, women speak an average of 3,000 more words a day than their male partners. However, other age groups didn't show any significant differences between genders. And finally, how to tell if your sore throat is something more serious. Strep throat can cause painful inflammation and is highly contagious. However, the sore throat you feel could just be a product of winter weather and dry air. Infectious disease experts explain that a fever can reveal the difference between an allergic reaction and a serious bacterial infection. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayon Vostabetancourt.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies across the area today with a light southwest breeze under 15 and highs in the mid-30s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper teens. On Monday, mostly sunny, a south breeze will continue, highs in the upper 40s. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
This week on Viewpoints.
So many pictures of parents and babies who are looking like they're having that idyllic relationship, and you might be sitting and going, mine doesn't look like that. My day looks like a mess.
Making the most of your baby's first year. How to connect, be present, and actually enjoy being a new parent. Then,
Amazon and Meta and Google and OpenAI, I mean, they're literally pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into this.
The race to become the global leader in artificial intelligence. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly, there's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool.
Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Becoming a parent changes everything overnight. New parents often feel overwhelmed by a never-ending to-do list. From feedings to sleep schedules to constantly trying to soothe a fussy baby, the day-in, day-out demands can feel all-encompassing.
There's so much technical stuff to do with a baby. It's a lot of heavy lifting, physical, trying to, first of all, moving the baby around, but trying to figure out how to feed them. How to put them to sleep. How long do they sleep for? How to soothe them? There's just so many new things to learn, as parents know. On top of that, it can be isolating. So parents feel alone in it. They don't see friends and family as much, or they lose contact with friends who don't have babies. They can feel overwhelmed emotionally and then maybe disconnect from each other. There's just so much. And it can just be such a hard first year, but so much has to do with not sleeping too.
That's Vered Ben-Horon, a psychotherapist, mom of three, and author of What Do I Do With My Baby All Day? Ben-Horon knows all too well the stress of being a new parent and the struggle to be present and actually enjoy this period.
What happened with me, I think, because I was kind of an alpha mom, I'm used to getting stuff done, doing a lot in my life. Before the babies came, I always had 5 different projects that I was juggling. And so when the baby came, I thought, okay, I'll just add this to the list. I can do it all. And so I got involved in figuring it out, kind of figuring out how to mom, like it's a task that I can achieve. Like it's a problem that I could work out. And so I really put my mind to figuring out all those technical things. But what I didn't remember to focus on is the most important stuff, which is the connection.
While it can be difficult, it's important to slow down and try to build a deeper connection with your baby. It's this early connection that can make parenting easier in the long term. Ben-Horon recommends starting with small steps and encourages people to focus on bubble moments, small intentional periods of connection that build the attachment muscle. These moments don't have to be grand gestures. A simple smile, a shared laugh, or a soothing touch can make a difference.
You're connecting to your baby all the time without even realizing it. You're mirroring their gestures. They're mirroring your vocalizations. It's happening all the time. So parents don't need to worry about whether that's developing. It is. However, we can also be more intentional about it and really go to what I consider like the attachment gym, which would be these bubble moments in order to develop the attachment muscle. And that's when you're learning more about your baby, you're developing your language of play, you're learning about their personality, all through these moments where you're both enjoying them.
But this is often easier said than done. For most adults, playing with a stuffed animal, singing the same nursery tunes, or pressing buttons on the same toys over and over again can feel mind-numbingly boring. Instead of playing Baby Shark on repeat, put on some of your favorite music and dance with the baby in your arms. If you're tired, place them in a lounger and do an exaggerated dance to the music in front of them. Ben-Horon also recommends trying out this close contact activity with your baby.
I call it the Tickle Master method. This is a game that you can play with your baby, and it's actually going to develop into play with your toddler too. It's kind of the main game that you need to know how to play with your baby, because it's what you'll be playing for a while. And it really comes down to doing some kind of sound or gesture and then stopping. And parents might already be doing a version of this where they do some sort of sound and gesture and they stop and they do it again and they stop, and their baby gets to know it and loves it and they keep going. But what I want parents to think about, caregivers to think about, is actually the pause in between that sound and gesture that they're making. Because in that pause, their baby is anticipating what's going to happen next. They're anticipating that you're about to do that again. And they get really excited. And it's that pause that's developing that relationship where you're both looking into each other's eyes and you're both having so much fun. The actual sound and gesture, that's nice too, but it's the anticipation together.
And your voice is a key connection, not just during moments, but also during periods of distress.
The voice is a really another way to hold your baby. You don't only have your arms, but you have your voice. And so if you learn to use our voice in the right way, then we can soothe our babies when they're in the back seat or when we're trying to teach them how to sleep in the crib and we want to walk away, when we're giving our toddler a bath and the little baby is in the bouncy seat and crying. So if we use our voice in a way that is relaxed, is resonant, I talk about the soothing method in the book, which it really is based on something called vocal toning, which helps our baby relax by really supporting their vocals. When babies are crying, they're communicating to us that they're not okay and they're using their voice. And so if we use our voice back, it's a way to say, I hear you. I'm with you. I am right here.
For playtime with toys and teethers, it can be difficult, but keep encouraging independent play by setting your child up on a mat with all of their favorite toys within reaching distance. It can be tempting to pull out your phone during these moments, but try to avoid scrolling when you're in close proximity.
It's a hard one. I know it's a hard one because I grapple with that daily, as we all do. But there are studies showing that when your baby sees you on their phone, or like if you're playing with your baby, you're looking at them, you're engaged with them, the second you go onto your phone, your baby disconnects. They notice it. They get it. You can do an experiment where you're lying next to your baby, you're both playing together, you're both looking at something and exploring something together. Just lie there for a while, not doing anything. You don't have to manipulate anything, lead the play. You're just there. And then look at your phone. And you'll notice immediately that your baby gets it. Your baby is so tuned in to when you are present with them and when you're not. And so obviously we can't be present with them all the time. We're not going to be off our phone all the time. But I'm just saying stuff that parents know. It is better to do it when your baby isn't looking. Maybe look at your phone in a different room.
All of these steps can feel limiting as a new parent, but it's normal to feel distant, detached, and grouchy sometimes. The most important part is that you're trying when you can.
If we can say, okay, this is hard. Maybe the dishes aren't done. Maybe the laundry isn't done. Maybe we're doing our best, but can we find two different times during our day to have a bubble moment? Two times at least, where I'm feeling joyful with my baby, where I'm connecting in a way that feels good for both of us, and we're both learning about each other. That's going to be the stuff that our relationship is built on.
To find out more about Vered Ben-Horon and her work, head to viewpointsradio.org. Her book, What Do I Do With My Baby All Day, is available now. For behind-the-scenes content, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. The story was written by executive producer Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, we cover the Chinese tech company that's shaking up artificial intelligence when Viewpoints returns.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance,
Now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
On January 27th, Chinese artificial intelligence company DeepSeek made waves with the release of their latest model, R1. As a result, the stock price of U.S. company NVIDIA tanked 17% in a single day, leading to almost $600 billion in value lost. This was the biggest one-day drop of a stock in history. You probably haven't heard of NVIDIA before, but the company is a giant in the tech space. It builds the processors that power AI platforms like ChatGPT by OpenAI and Gemini by Google. So, what caused this shakeup of NVIDIA stock? Although DeepSeek mirrors existing models in many ways, there's one trait that sets it apart.
Part of the reason that it made such a big splash is they made somewhat dramatic claims about how much money it cost to actually make the model, which was a lot less than what OpenAI had done. There's some question around those numbers, you know, whether or not those are accurate. Also, it doesn't reflect the full cost of creating a model like that. But it was certainly an improvement on what OpenAI had been reporting.
That's Mark Finlayson, Associate Professor of Computer Science at Florida International University. DeepSeek claims to have trained RI for around $6 million, using far less computing power and processors than other U.S. models. However, there's reason to believe that this impressive number may not be entirely accurate.
There's a lot of other costs that are not reported in that number. So there's the cost of the hardware, so buying the hardware, the cost of the labor, right? So all the people that are involved, not only the engineers and scientists, but also the collecting the training data from people, cost of the data itself. Then there's also lots and lots of model training runs. So you train a model once, you try it out, that didn't work, so you make some adjustments, you can train it again, right? And in fact, this latest model was built on top of outputs generated by an earlier model of theirs, right? So you kind of have to look at the whole picture to get the full training cost. It's not like they just came out of nowhere and it costs only $6 million. And also that number is somewhat suspect until it's been verified by other people.
By comparison, according to Forbes, the latest version of ChatGPT is thought to have cost anywhere between $41 to $78 million. A big portion of this price tag stemmed from the tens of thousands of NVIDIA computing chips it needed in order to power its learning of information. Omar Iqbal is an AI and technology policy expert and says that the hefty price tag is a big issue for startups. Iqbal is an assistant professor in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at Washington University in St. Louis.
Right now, one of the big constraints in training AI models is that they cost a lot. So you have to be very cautious as to how many models you can train. So you're limited essentially by the energy cost. So once you have the capacity to train more models, so that constraint will be lifted and we'll see a lot more innovation.
Iqbal credits OpenAI's ChatGPT as the original innovator, and rightfully so. The company is a pioneer in the field, and its Chinese competitor wouldn't have been able to create a cost-efficient model without this initial framework. Right now, the U.S. is considered the global leader in AI. However, China is quickly catching up. When tested for a variety of benchmarks, Iqbal says DeepSeek actually performed better than ChatGPT in multiple categories.
The way that these models are evaluated on a set of benchmarks, these benchmarks evaluate the capabilities of models across a variety of tasks, which involve solving mathematical questions, solving reasoning-based questions, and a bunch of other things. And on many of these benchmarks, DeepSeek's models have performed really, really well.
While DeepSeek may outperform ChatGPT in technical tasks like coding and math, Finlayson says the difference is marginal at best, which means the U.S. and China are neck and neck in the global AI race. In order for the U.S. to come out on top, some experts believe that companies need to rethink their strategy. DeepSeek has already garnered added attention by releasing its internal coding models for R1, allowing developers worldwide to use and build off of their work. ChatGPT hasn't done this yet, but with the competition heating up, they may not have a choice.
For OpenAI, I think it's going to push them to be more open, you know, actually open as opposed to closed. So they have not been very forthcoming about how their models work in detail. They have not released the models in the wild since, you know, the early GPT models that they had. They haven't really said much about, you know, what the training data has been, only very high level stuff. So I think that you have a competitor model that's cheaper and comparably performing, which is completely open. You can download it and run it on your own machine. That's going to push OpenAI to be more open themselves, right? Now that they have a competitor. They were in a bit of a monopolistic position before where they were kind of the only product on the market, which had been trained with that much data and performed that well. And so they could just basically do whatever they wanted. And now they have an actual competitor in the field that's going to force them to be more like the competitor.
For people like you and me, it's probably not worth it to pay for the latest model of ChatGPT. This is where DeepSeek hopes to grow, since it's easy to use and free. While there is potential, experts are worried about user security. In many ways, these worries are very similar to the ongoing battle with TikTok.
Any company related to IT in China has to employ a person. So the company pays the person, but that person is actually works for the government, and it's their job to sort of be the government's liaison into that company's networks and data. And they have the power to do things like take down web pages and don't do that, you know, give us this data, blah, blah, blah. And already there's been evidence revealed that, you know, DeepSeek has ties to various state agencies as well as is collecting information, their users, more than you might expect. And then, of course, the rule of law is very weak in China. Data protection is very weak. So even if they say they're not going to collect that data or they aren't, like, you really can't. You have no recourse and no guarantee.
Another big downside is that DeepSeek's answers may not portray the full story.
If you ask it anything that's sort of, I don't know, sensitive to the Chinese worldview, the Chinese government's worldview, or something that's not, you know, they disagree with, you ask them, oh, you know, is she an autocrat? It refuses to answer. You ask it about Tiananmen Square, refuses to answer, right? So it's got, people complain about U.S. systems having bias, but that's bias that's kind of unintentionally built in from the data. Like, this is bias that's been intentionally built in, political bias, where it will not criticize China. Yet if you ask it to criticize the US, it'll happily go on and find all sorts of human rights abuses that the US has done, but it won't say anything bad about China.
Despite these concerns, Finlayson doubts the US would move to ban DeepSeek unless it gains a massive user base here. All of this being said, it's just one of hundreds of similar AI models released in recent years. While its debut sparked initial panic, the frenzy has already died down, and NVIDIA's stock has largely bounced back. Only time will tell if DeepSeek has real staying power, but for now, it's driving other companies to step up. To find out more about Mark Finlayson, Omar Iqbal, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. The segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Are you feeling sluggish or weighed down? Could be a sign your digestive system isn't at its best. Take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge to feel lighter and more energetic by supporting digestive health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. There's little relief this year at the grocery store. Over the last few years, the cost of everything from bread and meat to dairy and produce have all gone up. Across the board, food prices have risen by almost 30% over the last 5 years, according to year-over-year data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And sadly, it's not expected to turn around anytime soon. The U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts that costs will continue to creep upwards by about 2% across 2025. Even in just the last 2 months, the cost of essentials like eggs and chicken have skyrocketed due to disruptions in the supply chain caused by the spread of bird flu. Earlier this month, the average price of a dozen of eggs reached $8 per carton. Chicken prices have also jumped, but not as drastically. The cost of a pound of chicken breast has risen about 30% over the last few months, but experts say this price could continue to tick upwards if bird flu persists. So what's causing these consistently high prices across the board? It's not just inflation anymore, but a mixture of issues. The food supply chain has been strained by labor shortages, disease outbreaks, and disruptions caused by climate change. There's also the threat of impending tariffs, which could raise prices for imported food items, including many fruits and vegetables. While prices seem stuck for now, it's important to be a cognizant consumer and keep track of price tags. If you can, opt for the generic store brand or what's on sale. Buy in bulk if it's cheaper overall, and you know the product won't go to waste. Also, consider cutting higher price items like meat, packaged snacks, and prepared dishes from the shopping list. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The movie Flow is a very unlikely success story. Latvian filmmaker Gints Zilbalodis began production on the animation masterpiece back in 2019, and it took 5.5 years to complete. Featuring no dialogue and completed using free open-source 3D animation software, Flow follows the adventures of a cat and that cat's unlikely band of friends who must together face an unexplained flood and its impacts. Flow features a slew of unforgettable animals, including a pack of dogs, a capybara, a secretary bird, and a ring-tailed lemur. And Flow realistically depicts its animal characters. That is to say, they behave the way these animals actually behave, instead of like the more anthropomorphized, human-esque animals that we typically see in animated movies. All of this comes together to make a film experience unlike any other. While the idea of watching a bunch of animals try to outlast a flood with no dialogue might sound dull, in practice, Flow is spellbinding. I first watched the movie with my brother and my 8- and 4-year-old nephews. Almost immediately, all four of us, children and adults alike, locked into the movie, which took us on an exciting, emotional, and sometimes scary adventure. Its lack of dialogue allowed us to openly ask questions, speculate on what the characters were thinking, and add in our own 2 cents, making it one of the more magical movie experiences I've had in years. Flow first debuted to acclaim at the Cannes Film Festival, went on to award season success, and is set to be released on a 4K Criterion disc sometime this year. As of now, audiences are catching up with and loving Flow on Max. From its humble beginnings as a long gestating open source animation movie to an award-winning Criterion entry, the story of Flow needs to be experienced to be believed. I'm Evan Rook.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Won't you stay with me?